I'm sure that you've heard the term, a closed mouth never gets fed. For those of you who have not, it basically means that if you don't ask for what you want, then how do you expect to get it? People aren't mind readers and they don't always catch the hints that we throw out. So when it comes to dating, communication is usually the best way to get what you want. We'll discuss that and more on this episode of the Talk to Q Radio Show, Dating 301. Part three of a four-part series, and this one is entitled A Closed Mouth Never Gets Fed. All right, buckle up.
T2Q Radio.
Hey, what up, Q? What up, Radio World?
What's going on, people? I want to welcome all of you to the Talk to Q Radio Show. My name is Quincy, and this is my show. And I'm coming to you live from the south side of the T2Q Man Cave. It is Tuesday, February the 1st, and this is episode number 980. And it's a new month, so let me do a little show maintenance for those who may be new. I try to do the little show maintenance at the beginning of each month. For those of you who may be new to the Talk to Q Radio Show, welcome. The Talk to Q Radio Show is a show for adults to get together to rant about whatever the trending topic may be. Anything that fits into the society and culture category, we discuss it. If you have something to get off your chest, then you can do so from the interactive chat room and your comment may be read on the air. Also, by participating in the chat room this evening, you're automatically entered into a contest to win a $15 Cash App prize towards the end of the show. You must be present to win. Now, if I call your name and you don't respond within about 60 seconds, then I'll just go to the next name. I'll have giveaways for each live show in the month of February. So good luck to you all. It's a way for me to just say, you know what, have lunch on me. Okay, $15 Cash App. And all you have to do is participate from the chat room. Just even if you just say hello, you're automatically entered. Now, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe to this show. Doing so will help expose me to more people on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, and other places. So please take a second to do one, if not all three of those things. Thank you very much. Tonight, we're on the third part of a four-part series on the basics of dating. The topic is communication during the dating process. So let me go to the T2Q virtual phone lines to see who will be joining me this evening. And I will start here. Bring this gentleman back onto the show. Welcome on, Quaylen from the Peach State of Georgia. What's going on, man?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm just over here sharing it on social media like you're finna hop on. So, I mean, I'm excited, man.
All right. Hey, I appreciate you being here. All right, and shout out to the bad man in Arkansas chiming in. And let me go to the show me state of Missouri and welcome back Chandra. What's going on?
Not much, Q. What's going on with you? Glad to be here. Thank you for having me back.
All right, thanks for joining the show. And I will go to the Garden State of New Jersey to welcome back Chrissy.
Hey, everybody. Knowledge
with Chrissy. Chrissy, what's going on? Good to see
what's
you.
What's going on? Listen, I got penciled in, but I made it. I'm here. Thank you for having me.
That's what's up. I appreciate you hopping on. And so we'll go ahead and kick things off. Got people chiming in from the chat room. All right. So the first thing that a person needs to do to date someone is to let the other person know that they're interested in them. All right. And it's not as easy as it sounds for some, but somebody has to break the ice. So let me start. Quaylen, I'm going to start with you, man. In 2022, is the person who has to let the other person know that they're interested, is that still the responsibility of the man? Do you think women are cool with making the first move these days, or does it not matter? And then I ask this question from the perspective of a heterosexual couple, meaning, you know, this wouldn't apply to men who date men and women who date women, of course. So is it a responsibility of the man or the woman as far as who breaks the ice first, Quaylen?
I don't believe it's anyone's responsibility anymore. I feel like now people are just comfortable talking to whoever. And I know as a guy, it's like, you know, cool, let me make the first move. I get to feel like I'm in control. And, like, you know, it sets like a pretty good precedent. But I know my girlfriend, me and her, we started talking. She might have reached out to me. I mean, I don't know how we started talking first. Oh, I made the first move. But, yeah, I just started talking to people. I mean, I wasn't even intending to make a move or making it seem like it was a move. And then people were like, no, you're flirtatious. I had no idea. I'm just talking and being friendly. But, I mean, I feel like sometimes if a woman makes the first shot, sometimes I feel like the man feels intimidated. And I don't think that should be the case either, because, I mean, women are empowered to do like everything. They don't even need a lot of men nowadays. So it's like, if that's what you're scared of, then yeah, she was out of your league anyway.
All right. And so, ladies, I mean, let me ask you, how difficult is it as a lady to know that you're interested in someone, but they won't say anything to you? I mean, you know, what are your options?
I'll take it first. So, like I just took it first, I have no problem being the first one to say anything. However, I do feel like age is a factor in this question. Mm-hmm. Okay. Especially, you know, when you're older and dating. The younger generation, I feel like it don't make a difference. Women are empowered. That's the way they grew up. So it's not a big thing for a woman to step up and say to the man, hey, I'm feeling you. I feel like the older generation, because we kind of got, and yes, I'm part of that older generation. I feel like we got, you know, brainwashed into thinking that a lady has to be a lady and keep her mouth closed and let the man make the first move, because if the woman does it, then the man gets intimidated and he's not interested anymore. So, and I think that just comes from generations and just growing up that way. But me, I was always outside of my time. So it didn't make me no difference. I'll buy you a drink and call you over, come over there. I have no problem with any of that.
All right. Shanda?
I do agree with Chrissy in that it's an age difference. I think that, you know, women, younger women are now definitely more empowered to be seen as equal to their male counterpart. I think though that women have always let men know when they're interested. I may not come directly up on you and be like, you know, but I let you know there's either, you know, a way that we do it more subtle. So people in my age generation and those before me do it in a way that's more subtle, and letting you know what my interest is.
Okay.
And if you don't pick up on it, then, you know, it wasn't for me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, then he must not be interested in the same way.
I got a question about that. Are some of those signs like, oh, I made eye contact with them three times in the Chick-fil-A line, he should know? What subtle signs? Sometimes subtle is like, I had no idea. So I was just like,
So it could be. I think most of us make, you know, more direct in terms of effort to say good morning to you or to come by where you are, that kind of stuff. Like, you know, I'm making my presence known. I'm not saying to you, hey, Q, hey, Quaylen, you know, what you doing tonight? You want to go out? I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? That's just not how I'm cut. But I may, you know, talk to you more than I talk to the other jokers that's in the room. You know, there's ways that you're going to know that I'm more interested in you than I'm in someone else.
That little laugh and the hand on your shoulder.
You know, this laughing, whatever. You know, you know when someone's interested or they want you to.
All right, fellas, take notes. And I need some women to take notes too, because there's some women who just think they can just do the whole, you know, Professor X mind thing and the man's supposed to know. And it doesn't work that way. And let's see. Carrie chimed in from Texas and she says, speak on it, Chrissy. Lana chimed in from Florida. I definitely made the first move, but then left it up to my guy to take it from there. I think when there is chemistry, it will naturally happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure where, I guess that's LaCardinay. I'm not sure where she's located, but she says, no, ma'am, I made the first move, got the number first, and even asked him out and paid for our first date. Wow. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And Mr. And McKinney again, that's says, why I
speak
think
on it, Shan.
I think it's a generational thing. You know, I think that, and I think there are people that are caught in between those two, right? There are things that, you know, that people my age wouldn't do, and I may do some of that, you know, and then there's other things that I'm just you know, that I'm more traditional. So I think that, but I do think more traditionally, people that are 40 plus, you know, unless they got that new school, like, hey, you know what? I don't care. I'm damn near 50. If I don't say nothing, I might as well, you know, what I got to lose. Now they may have that kind of attitude, but you know, for us in my age range, it set a precedent, right? So if you, not that you intimidate them and they run off, but it sets, there was this idea that it set something like it was unequal, right? In that relationship, and that set, you know, a difference or a different tone with those relationships. So
that's my thought. I also think that I'm in that over 40 category. So I think that, and like I said, I've got the new, I don't care. I'm going to go talk to you and you're going to take it however you take it. And if the gentleman that I'm approaching takes it as I'm emasculating him because I'm not allowing the man to be the man, well, that's not the man I want any old way. So mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm.
Makes it easy for you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So, well, let me ask, and Quaylen, I'll go back to you and get a guy's opinion. What's your advice for the men who may be shy? I mean, there are some guys, or maybe they're just afraid of rejection. You know, how can they let a woman know that they're interested without, you know, really having to deal with that possibility of rejection?
You know, that's a really good question, because for the longest time I was shy, and I still currently battle with, you know, rejection and, you know, going through that. But I just realized that at one point, you know, rejection is just a part of the game. I remember going to like my first dance and seeing everybody getting dances. And I was like, you know, I kind of want one of these. How do I go about doing this? I'm just sitting here watching. I want to be a part of the action. Go up immediately, curved. All right. Well, I could stop right here and just be done for the rest of the night and just be like a wallflower, or I could try again and figure out, you know, how can I go about doing this? And you're going to figure it out that way. I mean, you're not just going to stop after your first attempt. And then if you quit then, and yeah, of course, like, you're never going to get anything unless, you know, she approaches you and you just go with the flow from everything like that. But I feel like if you just go out there and you try, I mean, it's either going to be a yes or a no. If you don't mm-hmm. try, it will be a no or a no. So, or you'll never know.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm with you on that. If I had a dollar for every time I heard no, I would be broadcasting the show from my yacht right now. I mean, I'd be loaded. So, but I mean, my mindset was it only takes one, you know. Yep. If you approach 10 in a week, it only takes one. And so, mm-hmm. and that's kind of how you have to look at it. But Chrissy, let me ask you, I mean, how do you, if there's a guy that you think may be interested in you, but he just won't open his mouth and say anything, I mean, do you just ignore it? Like, okay, well, he's just not for me since he doesn't want it. I mean, how can you kind of get that out? Or what about women if they're shy? How do you get a guy to notice you?
So I feel like if I'm equally interested in the male and I know that he is and he's just a little too shy to approach me, I'm going to take all the initiative. I'm gonna get him out of that, and he's gonna come out of his shell, and we're gonna be kicking it. Like, I'm not even gonna have to worry about that. If I'm not interested, he's just gonna remain shy. Like, there's gonna be no progress or movement from that. It's just gonna be where it remains. A woman being shy, you know, because I am in the over 40 club, I used to go back and forth with that, right? Like, I don't know. Do I approach? Do I not approach? What's going to happen? And then I finally started saying to myself, like Quaylen was saying, I'm not going to know if I don't ask. And what's the worst that I'm going to be told? No, that's okay. That gives me an opportunity to move on and find someone who's going to give me that yes. But by sitting there and twiddling my thumbs and trying to figure it out, that's not going to make anything happen. Nothing's going to come of that. And I feel like, you know, some women who are shy, it's going to take a little bit for them. But I think once they do it the first time and kind of push themselves outside of their comfort zone, then they'll be a little more inept to doing it more frequently. Because as long as you stay in your comfort zone and don't, you know, progress with change, ain't nothing ever going to come out of it. You're going to stay stagnant in anything you do in life, dating or otherwise.
That's a good point there. Definitely a good point. And so, Chandra, let me ask you, okay, let's say someone man or woman, whoever, breaks the ice and the couple eventually starts dating and trying to get to know each other. How do you convey your deal breakers to someone you're dating while trying to determine if they may be a long-term prospect or not?
Oh, that's a good question. But for me, I think I don't tell you what I'm looking for, but I tell you, like you said, my deal breakers, right? So I need you to know that up front, because at the end of the day, if you know that up front and you choose still to, or you, and that's part of who you are, then we know we're not a good fit. It don't matter how attracted I am to you. If you are someone that engages in something that is a deal breaker for me, I have to be able to walk away. The killer is that people don't say up front what their deal breakers are. They hold on to that. And it happens, and then you try and tell the person you don't like this, and then, or you accept it and you think you can change it, and you know, you in a whole hot mess. And so, you know, I did talk to some people about like your representative. That representative is there for 6 months. And if you aren't willing to, you know, you don't even know who the real person is for 6 months. Like, some of us show up on day one. I feel like I'm authentic and I show up on day one, but there are a lot of people that don't show up until 6 months later when they cannot continue to hold on to that facade that they have created as the perfect man or the perfect woman. And something, you start seeing cracks in their armor, and you begin to see that whoever it was that they said they were, they're not. And now you already got your heart into it, or you got feels in it, as y'all young folks say, your feels is in it. And now you have a hard time, even though they do a deal breaker, you have a hard time walking away. So what's your intention there? You have to know what your intentions are. If you just want a body, then keep dealing with it. If you want a relationship and that's a deal breaker, and you know that's somebody that, in my opinion, it's not gonna change. People don't change like that. People don't change overnight. So you can give them an opportunity, but if it's a deal breaker, walk away. If they're breaking them deal, walk away. Because it's not going to change. And then you get further and further into it. And then you, it wasn't like this in the beginning. It's never coming back to the beginning. It's not.
All right. So I have someone waiting backstage. I'll get to you in just a moment. Let's see. Quaylen, do you lay it all out the first time you're face-to-face with that person, as far as what deal breakers, you know, you may have? Do you do it prior to the meeting, like maybe through conversation or, you know, text messages or phone calls or something? I mean, when exactly is the best time to do it, in your opinion?
That's a good question. And like hearing it, I feel like it makes sense to lay it all out up front in the beginning like that. I can't say that's my approach that I took for sure. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, we'll start a little bit here, a little bit there, you know, just slowly, just while we're getting to know one another, we could talk about it and get to know it that way. But yeah, even just like T right here is saying, like Arne, that's my girlfriend. She was the one who was talking to me. Like, she could tell you how, you know, I've been going through a bunch of stuff. That is not the route I took, just laying it all up front. And if anything, she was finding things out, breaking news like everybody else was about certain things. So it was like, learning from that, realizing that's not the best approach, and then finding out, okay, yeah, maybe I should, you know, let people know a little bit more stuff ahead of time, you know, close mouths, don't get fed, you know. So it was like, if something's bothering me, or if I want something, letting it be known, mm-hmm. what are the deal breakers? Still figuring out what are my deal breakers. Those some things you just let me know a little bit ahead of time.
Okay. She also said that's why building a friendship first is so important. All right, it's one of the things she mentioned from the chat room. And I mean, and this is what, you know, a closed mouth never gets fed is all about. You have to let people know what you want, and you have to let them know what your boundaries are. You know, that's very important when it comes to a relationship, or when it comes to getting to know someone. If you date someone constantly, you're dating, and all of a sudden they're ready to move on to something exclusive, and you haven't even told them what you like or what you don't like, then how do you know this is the person for you, you know, if you haven't even had the discussion on some of your likes and dislikes? And so let me go back to the virtual phone lines to get a couple of other people into the mix. Let's see. Let me go here.
What up, Radio World?
From the 601 area code in the Magnolia State of Mississippi, please welcome on the original show legend, the Minister of Sexual Affairs, Eminem. What's shaking, man?
Hey, what up, Q? What up, Radio World?
All right. And yeah. I thought I had somebody down in Florida, but looks like he may have dropped off, so I'll get back to him. And all right, so... okay, so the two, you know, this mythical couple that I've created, the two of them are dating regularly and they're getting more acquainted. Now, you're at the point where you both know that you like each other, but you don't yet know how to make each other happy, okay? And we all give and receive and, you know, in love languages, you know, the five different love languages there. What, words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, intimacy and quality time. Those are the things called love languages. So, Chandra, let me ask you, how do you express to your significant other what your love language is? Or maybe I shouldn't, the person that you're dating, how do you let them know what your love language is? Because if they don't give you what you love, then there's no sense in really going forward with the relationship, right?
I'm torn because I think that we should tell people our love language so that they understand before it's problematic or problems. But I think, you know, it should be, if you're in tune with that person, if you're really vibing or whatever, you're able to know what my love language is because that's how I speak. I speak to you. Mine is act of service, right? So I'm going to be the person taking care of things, making sure that this is this. So I'd show you because that... what my love language is because that's how I speak to you. Now, the problem is your love language may be physical touch and you may want, you know, mine is acts of service and quality time. Yours may be physical touch and quality time. Well, we probably could get along a lot, you know, well when it comes to quality time, but there's gonna be this disconnect potentially with the physical touch, especially if that's your primary and quality time is your secondary. And quality time is my primary and, you know, physical touch is four for me. You know what I'm saying? Then there's going to be this disconnect. And I have to figure out how to speak your love language. That is not, I'm speaking to you how I want to be loved. And so I usually, that's what people normally do is they show the way they like to be loved. They do it to the other person and not necessarily speaking the love language that their partner has. So.
All right. Very good answer. I like that. In the chat room, Ricardo Ney said, well, first, you have to know your own love language. Many people don't. Mm-hmm. That's very important. Miss McKinney in Texas said you have to make your love language known. And she also co-signed what Ricardo Ney said. She said, then you also have to know how your love language manifests. Quaylen and I have the exact same order of love languages, but they all manifest very differently.
Absolutely.
D. Harris chimed in, said we should definitely communicate what we like, but the partner should also pick up on it on their own if they are truly interested, in my opinion. Okay. And Chrissy, what do you think? Let me ask you, Chrissy, let me ask you that question. How do you express to your significant other what your love language is? Someone that you're dating.
See, so I don't have any hair on this tongue at all. You're good. None of it.
I've never heard that expression before in my life.
No, never? Maybe never. It's an up north thing. Maybe it's a north thing.
Okay.
chime in, people in the chat. You heard that. Let me know if you heard that. Ain't no hair on my tongue. So basically, I will let you know up front what it is. And I am acts of service as well. That is how I express my love. You do not have to buy me gifts or jewels or anything like that. I usually don't mind putting the time and attention into focusing on what that individual likes and wants and caring for them. It's hard because you're not going to find someone like, you know, Quaylen's girl said, they have the same love language, but it manifests different. And especially with the genders, it's going to manifest differently. So to say, okay, we don't have the same love language, I got to bounce, this isn't going to work, that's not the entire piece of being in a relationship, yeah. right? Because there's a lot of work that's got to be done. Just like love ain't going to pay the bills, but the bills ain't going to give you love neither. So it's got to be a combination and balance of everything. And just being willing to listen and hear and maybe make some compromises so that each partner is receiving what they need in the relationship, that's a healthy relationship. So like you said, closed mouths ain't gonna get fed. You have to speak up. Let me tell you, I'll tell you this, and then, you know, we could go even in the bedroom. I will tell
most
you
importantly
you
in the
wrong.
Bedroom. And women need to speak up more when it comes to yes. that. That is our biggest downfall. And
it's mine.
Because we've been brainwashed. We've been brainwashed to believe that if a woman enjoys sex, then she a hoe, she this. There's all these misconceptions about that. So absolutely, I agree with you 100%. And so there's still this disconnect with my generation, right? Or with the older generation in terms of I don't necessarily pursue a man, but I also, so then that if I'm not going to pursue you, then I'm also not going to tell you what I want sexually, because then that's a disconnect. So if I pursue you and I could tell you what I want sexually, then I'm more in line with, you know, how I am, like how Christy is, right? She's in line. She's in tune with herself. She like, I like you and I like this, and this. And that's good, because that's what we need to be. Women have been brainwashed into believing that we don't deserve pleasure, but that is not what if it was designed for pleasurable for men, then it sure as shit should be as pleasurable for women. Excuse me. But yeah.
I have been known to say, oh, you done? Oh, no, we not. No, the hell we not. Get back over here. I don't know if you need to take a 2-minute break, but we not done. So.
Oh, Lord. Keep your Gatorade handy with her. So, Eminem, let me ask you, man. Eminem, what do you do when your love languages don't align? What if the man likes gifts and she doesn't like spending money? Or what if the woman craves quality time, but the man likes his personal space? I mean, does that mean that the courtship should pretty much end right there and you shouldn't go forward?
No. See, well, it's kind of hard to answer that in modern day terms. You know, stuff used to be a lot simpler. You know, back in the days, the good old days, and currently still in the Middle East and Africa and places like that, it's all about if you could take care of this nigga's daughter, then all this other shit didn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So at one time in space, you know, the only thing a man had to really concentrate on was two things, you know what I'm saying? You know, keeping the lights on, and then, putting that pipe right, you know what I'm saying? But that was about it, you know. But now, you know, shit, different people in tune with emotions and all that stuff like that. But something Chrissy said that was real, real on point was like, you know, just analytically anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you might have the perfect love language, but, you know, if you always in danger, your lights coming off and shit like that way. I mean, that ain't exactly what she said, but that's basically what it is. If you can't survive, then none of that shit don't matter anyway. And it's going to be the same damn thing. And, you know, people in the hood arguing and shit. I'm just saying, so all that connection you had in the coffee shop looking like a cut episode from Love Jones, wow, that shit out the window now. So, you know, but I think it's all should come down to the man. I think that for especially for younger women that's, you know, maybe dating for the first time seriously, something like that, you know, let the dude be the dude. And what I mean by that, it ain't got nothing to do with no hierarchy stuff, but I'm just saying, don't cut him off. Let this motherfucker talk. Because if you let somebody talk long enough, they're going to start telling you what they really think. You see what I'm saying? Because I ain't trying to mess nobody's gameplay up out there, but really, you know, you ain't going to know the truth from a guy until he done hit it. You know what I'm saying? Then what he really think he gonna start saying. Before that, it's gonna be a bunch of, you know,
whatever it takes.
whatever it takes, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's how we groom, that's how we talk. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's the way it go. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those are some factors that, you know, kind of be taken in consideration.
All right. All right. I feel you on that. And let me go back to the phone line, the virtual phone line, and get this gentleman on. He's been holding patiently. From the 850 area code, the Emerald Coastline of Pensacola, Florida, making his way to the ring, the man in black, the Buckster. What's going on, Buck?
How's everybody doing this evening?
Doing well, man. And I'll get you in just a moment. Let me get caught up on some of these comments here. Let's see. Bacardine said, this idea of expecting people to read our minds is one of the biggest barriers in today's communication. Nikki chimed in from Mississippi, said communication is key. And let's see. She also says there are people who have different love languages that make things work. Okay. And D. Harris says balance, balance, balance. All right. So if you run into a snag during the dating process, such as an incompatibility on what makes the other person happy, or maybe some sort of deal breaker, the absolute worst thing to do is wait and hope that the person will change into what you want. So that means you either have to bail or you have to have a tough conversation if you decide that you're not going to try to push through it. So, Buck, let me ask you this. Buck, can you give someone an ultimate? This is someone you're dating, not like an exclusive relationship. You're on your way to exclusivity, but you're still in the dating process. Can you give an ultimatum to someone you're not in an exclusive relationship with? I mean, can you tell someone if you can't do A, B, or C, then there's no need in us going any further?
It really depends on the situation that you're dealing with, because in today's times, things are so intricate and it's just really hard to, you know, it really depends on what the type of situation or what, you know, what is the, you know, the deal that, you know, the deal breaker is. It could be something minimal. And you can reach, you know, reach common ground. You know, conversation, you know, and communication is really important to whether everybody has something that they like or dislike about a person. There even may be some deal breakers in it. But at the same time, if you communicate with that person, tell them your likes and dislikes, and, you know, try to reach some common ground, or, you know, that's where, you know, it may not be a deal breaker after a while. You know, it just depends on the situation and what that deal breaker may be. Give an example. A few weeks ago, friend of ours, was dealing with an issue. And this particular person, I'm trying to, you know, protect them without, you know, putting them out there on blast. But anyway, there was a situation where there was some allergic reaction to animals. And it was a deal breaker for him. So he made a suggestion about putting the animals, you know, outside. And these are animals that are used to being inside. So it was a deal breaker, not only for him, but it was also a deal breaker for her, because not, you know, one was not going to jive with putting the animals outside because they're used to being inside. And the animals may not be alive if they go to a, you know, or not being able to come inside at night or whatever and hang out. So it was a deal breaker for both of those. And one of the parties got heated, and it obviously, you know, it didn't work out. But it could be other deal breakers out there. Sometimes in the dating process, you really need to ask these probing questions. Sometimes people will tell you what they, you know, what their plans are and, you know, what they plan on doing. In the event that they're doing those type of things, it may, you know, some of those things that might be deal breakers, you're going like, all right, this person put it out there for me. Let me know what's going on. There's no, right. You know, there's transparency is what I'm trying to say. And okay. When you do it like that, things are a whole lot smoother versus, you know, doing it the other way.
And, you know, and you make a good point. For people who are pet lovers, you really have to ask a lot of questions, because you may be dealing with someone who's allergic to certain animals, someone who hates animals or anything. So that's definitely something you have to find out. You just can't sit back and not ask. But Quay, let me ask you.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Christian. I said kids too.
Kids too. You're right. Some people are like kids. Quaylen, can you give someone an ultimatum and say, hey, if you can't get with A, B, or C, then adios?
I say, yes, you can. And then whether or not they live up to it or not, that's up to them. It's just like, all right. And then when that time comes, it's whether or not you're holding your word up with it or not. Because then I feel like that'll play a role in it as well. Because if they're like, okay, yeah, you said this, and then you're falling back on it, leave leeway later on down the road, thinking you're not going to really be serious about the stuff that you say. So it's like, that's the fine line that you got to walk on that front. And then if it's something that's like really serious to you, then probably you should mention like the ultimatum and stuff like that. But if it's just something that y'all could compromise or work on, I don't think it's got to be that serious. Pets, kids, those are serious things because people love their pets and their kids, and pets are like kids. I have neither because I'm not in a spot where I feel like I could know. So like, that would be a big thing in an important conversation. So if they're ultimately attached to those, then yeah, they get serious. But if it's like ultimatums about like something like, I don't know, kids, or if a movie night, or like, you know, I don't like this genre or something. Oh, you don't watch horror movies, I can't be with you. Nah. Like, it's not necessarily gonna happen. But if it's something serious and like that's like close to like your values and your morals, yeah, probably with those. Cause you're just
okay. All right. And I know of a young lady who got upset because her man went and watched The Bachelor with her. That caused a whole ordeal. But one thing, I want to go back to the chat room. I thought that Nikki made a very good comment. She says, let's see, adults will tell you people need to stop with these facades while dating because they want someone to like them. And that's real talk right there. It's not about someone wanting someone to like you. Okay. I mean, if you want someone to like you, you still want to be happy. Don't suffer in silence just for the sake of being in a relationship. You know, you still want to be happy. So that's very important. D says, if you're interested in someone for a long-term relationship, you should let them know what your deal breakers are before things get serious. And that's exactly what we're talking about. So we'll get ready to wrap things up. A couple more questions. And this is definitely for the women. So let's see. One of the hardest things, in my opinion, for a woman to do is to ask the guy that she's been dating if or when they will become exclusive. Now, there are some women who are listening right now who have been sleeping with a dude for months and still don't know if she's his girlfriend or not. Some women don't think that she should have to ask. So what do you think? Chandra, I'll start with you. If a woman wants an exclusive relationship with a man that she's been dating, is it okay for her to ask? Or if he doesn't ask, should she just bail on him?
I think before you move, I'm old school. Before you move into different stages of a relationship, that should already be known and identified, right? So if you sharing whatever, your bed with somebody and you don't know if y'all exclusive, I mean, and again, it's really what your intentions are. A lot of times people don't know, people don't even know what they want. And they in here just dating willy-nilly, and that's a problem. So if she don't even know what she wants, how can he know what she wants or whatever? So I don't do the whole, let's just see what happens. So, because to me, anything can happen. So either we dated, you know, I feel like you like me, I like you. Let's talk about what the next, where we are with this. But a lot of people just let things happen and a whole lot of shit happen. Babies, you know, rent not getting paid, all kind of diseases, all kind of stuff happen. So I don't let it just happen, you know. And so if you're living in that kind of realm, then, you know, that's why you unhappy, you know. Like for me, in my age, I say, and I ain't big on marriage, but those women that are or wanting to be married, my thing is, when you reach a certain point, why we need to date 3-4 years? Why we need to date 5-7 years? If you don't know me by now, you're not gonna know me. So if my intention is to be married and yours isn't, why are we still dating? You ain't ever gonna change your mind. If your intentions is to have kids and my intention is not, Why are we still dating? Why are we wasting each other time? But people will do it because they think they're going to change somebody's mind. But what? That bruh ain't trying to marry you. I just got out of a relationship. I just got a divorce. He ain't trying to get married. So move on to somebody that wants to be married. Stop selling yourself short. That's my opinion. So it needs to be clear before you even start moving from swapping spit to swapping other stuff. That needs to be clear. If we together or not.
I've actually had the other experience, the opposite of that. I make it very clear up front. Within the first probably two conversations we're having, whether you like it or don't like it, I'm going to let you know exactly what I'm looking for. Am I looking for something long-term or am I looking for a hit it and quit it, come break my back and go home? That's it. I'm going to tell you, giddy up from day one. That's it. I've had it where I've been very upfront with the men and been like, listen, I don't have time for a relationship. I got kids. I got grandkids. I got a business. I'm a nurse. I got work to do. The pandemic going on. I do not have time to be in a relationship. I wanted to be able where I call you, we hook up and you leave and we don't ask each other no questions about anything. And they don't get that. They are the ones talking about what you mean you was out with another guy. Bro, there is no title here. There's no title. You got no right to ask me no questions about what I'm doing. So even though women usually get that, like the, oh, he's not, you know, you didn't ask about a committed relationship, so therefore, you know, you should just leave. I've had it the opposite way. I feel like you have to be upfront from day one on what you're looking for, because time is one of the things that we can give and never get back. Okay. It is a clock that's moving forward. There is no reverse. So if you're wasting your time giving all your good energy, your good feels, your good love in to someone and not even having that conversation about what really is your end goal, you're wasting everybody's time. And I think women need to be more honest about it. And I think men need to be upfront about it as well. Like, I just want you to be my sneaky link. That's it. I don't want nothing else. Or, no, I do want to settle down. Now, if they say eventually, you know what that really means. So listen to all the words.
Okay. And Chrissy, I'm going to need you to be a little bit more direct. Seems like you're beating around the bush on these things.
I'll try. I'll spell it out next time.
LaCardinay said that it's more about expressing your own intentions than figuring out someone else's. And that's all it is. It's much easier to let people know where you stand rather than trying to figure out where they're going, because you can't figure out what's in someone else's head. And Nikki said on the dating apps, people ask people what they want up front. OK, and we actually have an upcoming series on online dating that I'm kind of excited about that should be coming to you all soon. OK,
cute. So can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think what they said was spot on, but I think someone said it earlier. Not only do you need to state your intentions up front, but when that is not being met, you need to have enough courage to walk away. Stop wasting your time and everybody else's time. Like, and that's where the disconnect is. People stay longer than they should in a relationship that was going nowhere. You know, so if this is a deal breaker, if they're not going to meet your intentions, walk away. Have the courage to walk away. Believe that there is still love out there for you and walk away.
Absolutely. Because if not, it's going to be 3 months down the line, 3 years down the line, you're going to be in the same place, same situation, maybe with kids or something else.
Hoping, wishing, and praying.
Jay chimed in from Mississippi, said, facts. And Badman said, I got some online tales. Badman, I might have to reach out to you for that first show on online dating. And on next week's show, we'll be doing the last part 4 of this series, Dating 401, Have a Plan. The reason so many people are out here dating just to be dating is because they do not have a plan of action. They're just going with the flow, and sometimes that current can take you downstream towards a situationship faster than you think. So we'll wrap up this Back to Basic series on dating next week. Dating 401. Have a plan. Okay. So, and that's going to be on Tuesday, February the 8th, 7:30 p.m. Central Time here on the Talk to Q Radio Show. You can inbox me on social media, or you can email me at talktoqnow@gmail.com if you want to RSVP for the show. I already have one person so far who has RSVP'd. So let me get my people back on. And it looks like Buck may have dropped off. I want to do this Cash App giveaway. And for those of you who have been commenting from the chat room, by you commenting, you will enter into a Cash App giveaway. You're going to have lunch on me. So it's a $15 Cash App giveaway. And I appreciate you all contributing from the chat room. So let me see if I can get this right, and we'll go ahead and give it away. Bridget Garner of Michigan, are you still in the chat room? If you are still in the chat room, then you can claim your prize. She was in early, so I don't know if Bridget is still there or not. All right, we'll pull again. Even has my name in there. Carrie, you're still in the chat room. Laura, don't nobody want to win? All right, last one.
I feel like we need some music.
I know, right? I'm going to have to work on that. Nikki, are you still there? There she is. Congratulations. You are this week's winner of the Cash App. So post your Cash App and I'll get that to you this evening. All right. So final thought, then we'll be giving away more next week. All right. Final thoughts and we'll wrap this up. And let's see. Eminem, I'll start with you, man, and get your final thoughts.
Oh, man. Great show. Awesome panel guests. You know, everybody was very pointed and on point with you know, a lot of the responses to the question and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, you know, a lot of that upfront stuff, like I say, you know, it all depends, you know, it's a lot of factors go in it. But one factor that it might end up making an extension of the show, really, Dating 501 is, you know, is when you get into maybe like, you know, cultural differences, religion, how you raise kids. I mean, it's going to be factors that go beyond just what kind of movies and shit you like. I mean, that's a start, but I mean, it gets deeper than that too. So, you know, ain't shit perfect, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying, man, people got to simplify stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, well, you know, it ain't shit gonna ever be perfect. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you have to. You know, I believe in raw shit. You know, like a, you know, caveman. Like, man, you see meat. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? You see something you like, see something you want. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta, you know, do all that shit. Like, I wonder what his intentions are. I mean, you know, if he really into you like that, you gonna know. Now, on the woman's end, it's more complicated because she got to take other things into consideration. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, don't want to fuck around, get pregnant for a dude, getting ready to do a 25-year bid, but, you know, he can put this pipe in me, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know, it's all kind of other shit to consider. But you know, so like I said, that's that can go on and on and on. I love some of the comments, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to think. One Miss St. Louis had it was pretty good. She was saying something about, you know, when to move on and all that stuff. I mean, that's see, like young girls need to hear that shit. But for the most part, you know, I can only speak of the African American community. Most of the time, you don't start getting your head screwed on straight till you know, you done got baby deep, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like all kind of other factors come in, like, well, this, well, that, and all that stuff. So, I mean, you know, so that's why we need this show and shows like this, you know, but But like I say, so much for the good stuff. Now, like I say, to solve it all, I got the answers to all this shit. Like I say, you pass Bill 1313, ask your alderman, your councilman, your local boards of government, your state, your federal peoples, you know what I'm saying, your congressman representative, all the way up to Joe Smooth itself, you know what I'm saying, pass 1313, and everybody would be getting their tongue shaved, you know what I'm saying, because motherfuckers be full of hair, but you know what I'm saying, but you know.
What do we get for $10?
Oh, man. All right, Eminem, I appreciate that, sir. And Chandra, need your final thoughts, please.
Okay. I think there was a comment in there in the chat that someone said that I lost my train of thought. My main thing is you definitely need to know what you're getting into, but you know, you cannot get what you want if you never share what it is that you desire. So again, there are people that will give you what you want, even though it's just so that they can be with you or be near you. So you got to be mindful and careful with regards to that. But again, I think that nobody can keep that facade up forever. So, you know, and if that person isn't what you desire, have the courage to walk away. Like, if they're not meeting your needs, you're not, and walk away.
I agree. That's one of the toughest things for some people to do. And let the people know where they can find you and what you do.
I'm the host of the Chase Lounge Relationship and Dating Podcast. And we are currently on a hiatus, but I plan to come back in February. And I normally release every fourth Thursday of the month. And so we cover everything relationship. So.
All right. Look forward to you getting back on the air. And thanks for joining tonight's show. And Quaylen, what you got, man? Your final thoughts?
One, I want to start off saying happy Black History Month. Y'all are Black. Y'all are beautiful. I love it. Q, as always, man, your episodes are awesome. You always come with great questions and engaging questions that make you think. I love it. Awesome feedback. Buck and Q, thank y'all for tapping in. Ladies, absolutely love it when y'all hop on to share y'all perspectives and y'all quotes about hairy tongues or whatever you said. I know earlier the quote that you gave, though, that I did really like was love don't pay the bills, but the bills won't show you love either. I thought that was a really cool one. I hadn't heard either of those quotes that you shared prior to, but I really like that one. And I think this is just a really good show, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate the love. Let the people know what you do and where they can find you.
Absolutely. So I'm a dream builder. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a farmer, poet, musician. You can find me on the Not Too Deep podcast. This podcast where we dive into the minds of young adults as we're navigating through this thing called life. You can find me on the Hairy Tongue. It's not heavy. He's funny. But you can also find me on the We Need You album from the Black Man Lab. It's an amazing album. You definitely will want to hear it. It's got spoken word, hip hop, R&B, and it's just really uplifting music. Share with people that you love, people you don't like, the people you was in a relationship with, the people that you're scared to talk to. Just, I think it's really good music that people would love to share. You should definitely hear it. And then on the entrepreneurial side, making gift baskets, me and my girlfriend. Right now we're doing Valentine's gift baskets, but we also got y'all for men, women, children, baskets from like $25 to $125 for Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthdays. If you need a present for someone that you forgot, we got you. So go ahead and get at me at that. Follow me on social media at Quaylen_ISQB. That is QUALON_ISQB. And appreciate y'all.
All right, man. That man. So we got Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Tuesday, Thursday. You got every day.
We got it all. All man. Right. That's your baskets right here, man. That's what you mean. We got you.
Champagne if you're thirsty.
And LaCarnay said, I love the empowerment behind walking away when it's time, but I feel we don't encourage working it out enough. That's sometimes an option too. My closing thoughts.
And I agree. I'm sorry, Q. I agree with that. But if we're talking about dating, we're talking about before we start having kids and all of that. I don't see. But once you married, once you have kids, yes, it is very important for you to work that out. But we just dating. If you're not meeting what my expectation, I don't have to waste any more time trying to get you to be the person I want you to be. So that's just my thoughts. But like, if we in this, we got kids, we got property, we got something, then yeah, it, of course, we work it out. We try to. And I definitely agree with that, but not at the sacrifice of self and happiness. That's just my thought.
All right. Good point. I appreciate that. Good stuff. And Buck is back. Buck, let me get your final thoughts on the evening, sir.
Been great show. I mean, everybody had some really good points tonight, and you know, great panel. A lot of times, you know, we don't communicate a lot in the beginning, and you know, you need to actually ask these probing questions in the beginning, so therefore you don't have any issues down the road. Sometimes we come into a relationship with expectations, and you really shouldn't. And there's going to be an expectation factor in everything, but at the same time, you know, don't put the cart in front of the horses, like the old folks like to say. You know, just, you know, enjoy, ask the right questions, and you know, enjoy the experience. You know, if you ask the right questions, you know when to get in, know when to stay in it, or when to get out of it. Because if you ask the right questions, you won't go down a road where you with somebody that you don't want to be with, and you know you're not compatible with. So, you know, there's not much I can really add to what has already been said, because it's really been a great, great show to be a part of with, you know, with everything that's been said tonight. So, everybody enjoy the rest of your week, and looking forward to the next one.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that. And really quick from the chat room, JA53 said, honestly, some people need therapy before getting a relationship. And man, you ain't never lied on that, bro. And all right, Chrissy, shut it down for me, please, ma'am.
Well, my final thought before my final thought is, Eminem, you were really reserved today, man. I was waiting for fireworks. But we'll get that in the next one. we'll get that in the next one. So my final thought is that honesty, that's just the word here, right? That's going to be the main thing right here. And you have to be honest with yourself first. You need to know what you want, when you want it, how you want it, and where you want it. You need to get that right with you first before you can even step outside and engage in a relationship or even dating. You need to be right with you before you go out and date. So be honest with yourself, number one. And then once you find someone that you're interested in and you have chemistry with, you need to be honest with them and expect them to be that honest with you back. And if you're not receiving what you're giving, then you need to sit there and think about that and say, is this a situation where I stay or where I go? And I'm going to tell you that if you're already in the dating stage, not getting what you're given, then more than likely, it's probably going to be time for you to walk. But be honest with yourself and then be honest with them. That's going to be it. Honesty across the board.
All right. JA5 Mississippi cosigns. D Harris said, love yourself. And Chrissy, let the people know where they can reach you and what you do. And you know what? Before you do that, I gotta show them this right here. Chrissy made this.
Isn't this dope? That's fire. Hold up.
This is a tumbler. Ooh. Got all the social media stuff on it, and it came with a stainless steel straw. But Chrissy, let the people know what you do and where they can find you.
Well, I'm the host of Ciphered Knowledge, but that has been on hiatus for a while. And then I'm hoping to get back to that, but I got my hands in too many pots and I need to let some of them cook and finish before I move on to the next thing. But I did just open up my own business. It's Creations 2C. That's Creations, the number 2, and then the letter C. And you can find me at that handle on Instagram and on Facebook. And my website is shopcreations2c.com. I do all customized personalizations, tumblers, shirts, wine glasses, I mean, light boxes, anything you can think of, I make it. I'm getting that up off the, you know, off the floor, rolling, and, you know, doing pretty good with that right now. So I wanted to keep going. So small owned business woman minority, help a sister out, spread the word. Shop Creations 2C, the number 2, the letter C.
Okay. Okay. You know what? And Eminem, see what she did there? Creations 2C. You got talk 2Q. So I think that.
Yeah, that's pretty slick.
I think that officially makes me an influencer. I'm just saying. All right. Well, look, I appreciate all of you. Thanks for taking the time to join tonight's show. I want to thank everyone for checking out this episode of the Talk to Q Radio Show. Stay tuned for future shows, because I have some more giveaways coming up. I have a piece of art that I'm giving away on February the 20th, which is the 11th birthday of the show. That's going to be a special Sunday show, and you must be present to win. And you can follow me on TikTok at Talk to Q Now if you want to get more information on that, on how you can win the artwork, which is sponsored by the New Renaissance Art Studio. And I'm giving away more cash to a lucky viewer next week. Okay, and you must be present to win that as well. So, again, I'm on social media just about everywhere. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, at Talk to Q, on TikTok, at Talk to Q Now. Everyone, enjoy the rest of their week. I really enjoyed this show, and hopefully I'll see you all back come next week. And peace out.